Well, share a glimpse through some of these songs. These are from, I guess, the album Understory. What would you want to start with from that recording?
I think All in the Name of You. I have a nephew that's playing on it, and these two wonderful friends that Satchel had, he'd met in previous trips to Nashville, playing with it, and it was just a gasp, being in a studio for a few days with these guys and making a record that took me 2 months or so to actually sit down and listen to and gain some kind of appreciation for. I was just there, you might say, but I really enjoyed the experience. Loved doing it.
And what's All in the Name of You about?
I wrote this in August of 2001. I took my notebooks and a guitar with me, and I went out in, I was at an encampment with, so we go all the time with, watching my daughter out in this little lake swimming from a woody bank, and that was part of it, and then just came out here and started this song. It's like a religious song for agnostics. And so that's kind of the center, to be somewhere that's beautiful and to be contemplating things that aren't beautiful at the same time, not there. And then a month later was the tragic bombings for us in America. It was, you know, one of our turns for tragedy. And that took place, and it was a little bit spooky to know that I was referring to the towers we built and that sort of thing in this song just a month ahead of the two towers coming down. I'm not going to claim ESP or anything like that, but interesting to me how the words that come out sometimes I have distilled in my subconscious to some degree, I suppose, and there they are.
All in the Name of You by Bill Campland.
My skin is getting desperate in the shifting of these rooms. One more confinement, all in the name of speed. The mechanics are not helping, I'm running out of fuel. The simple wants and the complex greed.
by Bill Campland. It's from his recording Understory. And, you know, obviously some lively rocking music in there. There's some horns in there, Bill. Who's doing the horns?
My nephew, Kai Welch, came in to do those. He brought his trumpet in. Yeah, was it a pocket trumpet? Oh, that was a, might have been. But he brought that in and double-tracked it, so we had that going on, and it was really sweet. And he plays some keyboards on the album as well. The bass player, John Estes, he adds a little bit of organ here and there on the album, and he would have added a little bit of steel guitar. And the guys are really great session guys. They just knew how to add a little bit of detail work to a song.
And you referred to it as a religious song for agnostics.
Yeah, I'm going to say, that's kind of silly. I'm sort of a spiritual agnostic. You know, I'm always redefining because I can never really define myself, but I sometimes say I'm a spiritual agnostic. I mean, I just can't look at this planet or the evidence of, you know, evolutionary evidence and all this stuff and not be overwhelmed and awed. And at the same time, that coexists with these very narrow views on what is God and what isn't God, or whether there is one, atheism, beliefs, the cruelty of man that just takes place every day. We get to see it. So it's a song about sitting on a bank and having a moment to chew that over in my mind. Beautiful sunny day, and like I said, in this case, part of the day spent watching my daughter and kitty swim across the lake and back. I could never do that, so I let them do the swimming.